My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smiths Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to step by, tune in, and hopefully walk away with some great information, some information that might just be life-changing or life-altering or maybe just bottom line make our life just a little bit better than what it is. Is there work involved in the healthy process? Of course. You know, I think a lot of us just get very comfortable in the things that we're doing every day. And I think that it really, truly does become a problem. And I think one of the biggest things we have to remember is that change is inevitable. But maybe if we're the ones making the change, it won't be as bad or as difficult. Because I think that as we start to make some changes and we feel a little better, we're going to want to pursue a healthier way of living. The hard part is getting started. Every day here on the show, on the Staying Healthy radio show, here on NBC Sports 920 The Game, I bring you the best guest in the industry. The individuals out there in the trenches that are working with educating and formulating and, you know, doing scientific studies and bringing all of this information to us, the consumer, so that we can make better, valid, more decisive decisions about our health. And our topics, they're always relevant. They're the things we should be talking about every single day and the things we should be discussing, whether they're comfortable or uncomfortable or make us nervous or edgy. You know, we still need to talk about the things that are affecting our lives because it's affecting many of our lives. And they're things that, you know, large groups of people should be expressing their interest in. Above and beyond that, I take you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I send you there every single day. Not only because they're in their fourth decade, not only because they're the oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas, but because of the knowledge and because of the amazing people and their great passion for working with every single person that goes in the store to make sure they get the best information, and then they provide them with the best choices of only the highest quality products available. That's a good thing. It's actually a great thing. And treating everyone, you know, like they should be treated. And it's a full-service environment. How great is that? You know, people that don't remember what a full-service store was, you know, that's because we've been living in a self-service world for a while. But going back to a full-service environment, something Stay Healthy has always remained all the way through these changes to self-service. They made it comfortable for people to get that peace of mind and leave the store with information and the best quality products available. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And of course, like them on Facebook as well. Well, today we're going to be talking about products from ancient nutrition. And I think it's going to be kind of a really good, interesting topic today because I think we're going to be talking about the things that, you know, really can make a difference in our health. And I think one of the things we have to do is we have to, you know, think to ourselves, how can we make life better? How can we make life healthier? You know, what's new? What's earth-breaking? What's groundbreaking? What's different? And, you know, and I think that the products from ancient nutrition have really started to take the country, you know, by storm. Little background on my guest, Peter Navarro is a devoted health enthusiast with a passion for learning the ins and outs of supplementation. For the past 10 years, a cumulative amount of knowledge has been obtained. He studied the library of alternative health books and has the drive to be well-informed on all of it. He has actually helped guide individuals to pave a path to live a healthier life through his wisdom and advice. Working in retail has led him to new adventures in the process of helping everybody that needs some help. Now he has the opportunity to work for the industry's finest ancient nutrition. I think you're going to find he's got some good information to share with us today. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Good afternoon, Jeff. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Welcome to the show, and thank you for being here. I'm going to ask you a question. What was it about ancient nutrition that attracted you to the company?
Well, I got to say the main reason or the main thing that attracted me was Jordan Rubin. Ever since I got started in the health industry when I was 18 years old working at the vitamin shop, I remember looking at Garden of Life products and thinking, you know, man, this guy is a really amazing formulator. I've read his books. I've read The Maker's Diet. And he's just a fantastic individual. And so I always told myself that he was going to be somebody that I was going to work for one day. And little did I know that it was going to be through ancient nutrition.
Well, you know, I think the wonderful thing about this company is that they have branched out, you know, not just in the foundation of like the tree trunk, but they put on quite a few branches, you know, over the past year, 2 years, and they've really been massively, you know, kind of expanding. And there are some things that we wanted to differentiate, you know, and we've been talking a lot about bone broth and collagen, and now keto, of course, is becoming really, really popular. How would you describe the keto movement?
I'd say the keto movement is definitely taking off right now, Jeff. Everywhere you go, every supplement store you go to, grocery aisles, people want keto. There's so much good information out there right now. There's so many celebrities who are backing and endorsing the keto movement as well. So it's something that's going to definitely continue to grow and expand. So that's good to look forward to.
You know, I think a lot of people today are approaching the idea of the keto movement a little bit differently, and they're thinking to themselves, you know, maybe this is for me, but, you know, there is some difficulty associated with it, and, you know, a lot of people have a hard time understanding where to start, and all of a sudden there's this beautiful line of products that are available that we can, you know, talk about. So I'd like you to spend some time, if you don't mind, you know, be taking out some of the misinformation and maybe making it a little bit easier to understand, like the difference between keto broth and keto protein. What's the difference between those? You see people with one in each hand kind of shuffling them back and forth, and what's an easy way for them to think about broth versus protein in the keto line?
So that's actually a very fantastic question, Jeff, and I'm glad you asked it. So two words or two names come to mind to help separate keto broth from keto protein, and those words are healing and muscle building. So keto broth is more of a healing shake. So it was designed to be used during our fasting phase for our keto 360. It's going to be more one of those that's more comparable to a bulletproof coffee. And it's going to be made with a bare bone, like our original bone broth protein. So it's going to be higher in collagen. It's going to be higher in those cofactors. It's going to have the glucosamine, the chondroitin, the hyaluronic acid, the glycine, the proline, everything you need to help heal your connective tissues and support a healthy gut. So that's one of the main highlights of the broth itself.
Okay.
Keto protein, on the other hand, is more of a muscle-building aspect, and that is because when we manufacture the product, it is made with meat on the bone. And the difference between having a bare bone and meat on the bone is the protein content. So adding the meat to the bone actually enriches the product with a higher BCAA content, which is going to be fantastic for putting on muscle and for recovery. So not only is this product beneficial to be used as a snack, it's also beneficial for those who are going to be using it pre- and post-workout. It's also going to have the MCT oils, the chicken oil fat, that are going to be great for giving you that energy you need to get through your workout and keeping you satiated. The one big difference too between the products as well is one is going to have 100 milligrams of caffeine per serving, and that is going to be the keto broth. And the keto protein is going to have 50 milligrams of caffeine per serving. So it's just enough and not overly stimulating.
Now, the thing is, can both of them be consumed within the same day?
Oh, definitely. So an ideal way to start off your day when incorporating these products or to get the most benefit out of them, if you were going to use both, would be to start your day with keto broth first thing in the morning. And that's going to be used to help keep you satiated throughout the day. You know, we get up in the mornings, it's kind of hectic, and it's nice to have a powder that you can just throw in a shaker cup with some water. I know a lot of people who have tried to do bulletproof coffee themselves or have tried to make their own type of high-fat coffee, and it can be kind of messy, and the taste isn't always there. And I think that that's one of the main things that we hit the hammer on the nail with was our flavoring. The creaminess, the texture, the taste, they're just, these flavors are unbeatable. So I would start off my day with the keto broth, and I would then later incorporate, I would do a workout before you're about to break your fast. and then I would consume keto protein as opposed to workout.
Now, when you start eating the diet that goes along with this, you know, I think a lot of people get a little confused because, you know, we're used to high protein, low carb. We're not used to a program where they're saying bring in some more fat. So that's kind of a new mentality for people to look at. And, you know, I think the proof is in the pudding. But, you know, once again, we're retraining our brains from something that has been impounded into our brain for a long, long time.
I definitely agree with you there. Growing up in the 90s, there was a lot of misinformation going on, late 80s as well, and that was fat is bad, fat is the enemy. And in turn, we ended up switching that out and having a lot of sugar and a lot of processed foods in the mix as opposed to having more of a natural, healthy fat diet, whether it's from egg yolks, whether it's from lean grass-fed beef, raw whole milk. There's just so much new research coming out that's showing the difference that having a higher fat diet and having a keto-based diet is actually super beneficial to overall cognitive health, mental clarity, energy, blood sugar stability. So it's just a fantastic thing.
You know, somebody just chimed in and they said that they wanted to know when you're using these products, because they're using some of them, is it a good idea to maybe do just the protein shakes for a couple of days before you start with the keto program? Maybe to kind of work your way into it a little bit, or do you just start right on the program following, you know, the protocol?
I would definitely start incorporating the shakes a little bit prior just to kind of get a feel to see how your body reacts. Mm-hmm. It's always good, especially if you've never done a fasting program before. It's definitely good to kind of get your body in the habit of being used to that, just because if you jump in cold turkey, it's one of those things that some people may be really excited and benefit from it really well, and some people may, you know, the missing of food is a big deal. So mm-hmm. training your body to slowly but surely get used to that fasting phase is what really is going to make a big difference. So definitely I would use them prior. I would use them before that you start the program. And even if you're not doing the 360 program, and even if you're not following a specific keto diet, these products are still extremely beneficial, whether you're an athlete, whether you're somebody who's trying to heal your gut, whether you're somebody who just, you know, doesn't want to have breakfast and wants to make sure they're being kept satiated until there's 12 o'clock lunch. So regardless of your diet, your lifestyle, your choices, these products can benefit anybody.
Now let's talk about high protein, low carb diets. A lot of people do them. A lot of people may not choose the keto program, but let's say they're doing a high protein, low carb diet. How do the keto products fit into that program?
So you definitely want to make sure that you are having a decent amount of fat, whether you're on a low carb or not, just because people often forget that if you don't have enough fat in your diet and you're having an overabundance of protein, your body will end up switching over and using that protein to be used as a glycogen source. Mm-hmm. So you still want to make sure you have a decent amount of fat in your diet when you're on a low-carb and a high-protein diet. These products can still be beneficial because, again, if you're using them just in the morning, if you're using them as a snack, they're a great alternative to what's out on the shelf today in terms of, you know, easy-go meals, on-the-go snacks, protein bars. So it's definitely one of those things that can be a game changer for people looking to take their progress to the next level.
You know, someone just chimed in and they said that they have they've been on the high protein, low carb diet and they didn't feel as good on the keto. So they were wondering about the protein powder, the keto products, and were wondering if you could apply the same mentality that her husband is doing with the keto to the high protein, low fat diet and follow the products exactly the same. And she was asking about everything, about the enzymes, the probiotics, you know, the thermogenics, everything. Can she do everything with a high-protein, low-carb diet?
Oh, you most definitely can, Jeff. Good. The absence of carbohydrates, with a low amount of carbohydrates, is going to show such a big, significant difference in your diet and overall health in general. And these products can only enhance those effects. Whether you're doing keto fire to help give you free-form ketosis for days that you are feeling a little run down, you get that little extra burst of energy, or whether you're just looking for a keto broth just to have you be held off for the day, having a keto protein snack available so you don't have to, you know, worry about, oh, I may have to cheat because I don't have something on the go to suffice for my meal needs. As long as you're staying within your caloric range and you're not doing an overabundance of calories and you're doing your exercising and incorporating the products to supplement that lifestyle, you can definitely see results when using these. And if you wanted to use the whole line, there's so many benefits, whether it's the digestive aspects from the digestive enzymes or the probiome. there's so many products that we have that can aid and have so many benefits for all these people who want to try them out.
You know, someone else just asked, they're saying that they don't do any kind of dairy products at all. And they were wondering if it was okay if they just mixed everything with water. Any problem?
No, no problem at all. I personally prefer to use my products in just water. I personally don't do full keto, but I do try to follow a low-carb diet. And definitely I agree that you should try to avoid dairy if you're doing a keto diet just because of the lactose and the amount of sugar that it has naturally occurring. So I personally would just, you know, throw it in the blender with some avocados if you chose to, some coconut oil additionally, but or you can just do it in water. And water seems to be one of the better tasting versions, at least from what I've tried. It really brings out the flavoring of the product itself.
You know, I think the interesting thing is today we have a lot of things to choose from. You know, for a long time we dealt only with things like appetite suppressants and energy stimulants and fat burners, all of which, you know, have their place. But we have actual real ways of eating a specific way and then the corresponding nutrients to enhance that way of eating. And it is different. It's a different way of looking, you know. And a lot of people are really starting to understand that it's not just about the food. The food is a very big part, but it's also the things that you bring in to make that food work better. And, you know, and I like the idea that there's an enzyme and a probiotic product that are part of this, because, you know, when you eat a lot of protein and you change the functionality of the food that you're eating, enzymes and probiotics are really important. Are they doing well within the line? I would think they would be.
Well, they're doing fantastic. Especially the digestive enzyme, because of the high amount of lipase that it has. Most digestive enzymes right out the door don't contain an excessive amount of lipase, just because most people don't follow a high-fat diet. Most people don't follow a keto-based diet. Also, the protease as well, there's a high amount of that as well. And generally, most people don't eat a lot of protein and a lot of fat. The majority of the Western diet is a lot of carbohydrates. That's like the biggest thing right now, is sugar and carbohydrates. That's the biggest thing that, you know, is in our grocery stores, that's in our pantries, that's readily available, and that's actually cheap and cost effective. So it's no wonder that people are choosing those options. But now that we're being better informed as a society and we're able to make these more conscious decisions, it's just only going to get better, and people seeing, you know, the limelight, and that's that fat is not bad. Fat is actually very beneficial for us.
Well, you know, and kind of taking that to the next level, you know, when you look at the keto line, and I know Marge spent a lot of time, so they're all laid out on two or three shelves so you can see the entire line. You know, as people are looking at the line, as they pick up the products, what do you want them to take away when they're holding the product in their hand and they're actually talking about or thinking about the products? I mean, let's say the keto biome. What should they take away from, you know, they're holding it in their hand, and what should they ask themselves if it's something that they need to bring in the keto biome?
First question would be, am I getting a probiotic? That's just the most basic one right out the door. Mm-hmm. If you are not getting a probiotic and you are following this type of diet or this type of lifestyle, or you just want a name that you can trust, you know, Jordan Rubin right there, the name right there says it all. A master formulator, somebody who makes products that really wants to enrich people's lives and better their lives, you know, that's probably the biggest thing right there that people can take away from it, is that the products are created by somebody who actually wants to make a difference in your health, who wants to make sure that you're making the best investment that you can in your overall health, because that's what his mission is all about. It's about bettering the environment. It's about bettering us as a society. And that right there is just a game changer in itself. When you buy these products, when you're looking at these products, know that you're not just buying a product. You're buying a mission statement. That mission statement is to help make the world a healthier place. So if a probiotic is something that you're looking at on the shelf, definitely be rest assured that you're getting one of the highest quality probiotics available, especially one that may be having those strands that you wouldn't normally be getting if you were following a low-carb, a keto diet, or you're just not eating enough fermented vegetables in your diet as well.
Okay, now, how do you know if you're a candidate? You know, you're there, you're doing the diet, you're asking yourself, you ask them all about the diets and all that kind of stuff, and you see, decide, okay, I'm going to use the biome, I'm going to use this, and you look at the keto digest. What do you ask yourself about the keto digest to find out if that's something that you need?
first thing I would ask myself is, how do I feel after I consume my meals? That's probably the biggest question that we should all be asking ourselves. Oftentimes, I've encountered so many people on the sales floor, different mom-and-pop shops, and they all never ask themselves, how do I feel after I eat? We're all so accustomed to these feelings of heaviness and feeling bloated and feeling indigested. So if you can take a step back and ask yourself an honest question, does it feel like I'm digesting my food properly? Does my stomach feel like it's actually utilizing these nutrients and breaking them down to the best of its ability? Age has a lot to do with it as well. As we age, our body's enzyme production declines. You know, what kind of diet are we eating? Are we eating a high-processed diet? Are we not eating one that's rich in fruits and vegetables? If we are not doing any of those things, then the keto digest is something you definitely really need to consider looking into, just because that's not just for the keto or the low-carb diet, something that can assist in your everyday meals and help breaking down and making sure that you're getting the most nutrients that you can out of those meals.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people today that have a lot of trouble with their digestive system already. And a lot of people are out there, they're using the purple pill or they're pumping down antacids. And people don't realize when you change what you're eating, it can already make a dramatic difference. The way that I look at the keto digest, it maybe a little differently, I look at it as most of us today, whether you're using the purple pill or antacids or some kind of a acid suppressant proton pump inhibitor of some kind, or whether you're just living your everyday life, most of us over the age of 30 today have an impaired digestive system. It doesn't work like it should. It doesn't work like it can, because what we have done to it, the foods that we've eaten and the combinations that we've consumed. So to me, to start a new way of eating without bringing in the keto digest, I think that you may not be getting all the wonderful benefits of your change. I think that you'll be experiencing maybe a missing link, because our stomach's maybe not capable of doing their full job. And using the keto digest with one of these programs can make a dramatic difference. It's going to ensure that you have the tools that you need to get the benefit out of the food and the supplements and the protein and the things that you're incorporating in. Make them work better. Allow them to do their job that they need to do. But I don't want people to miss anything. I want them to feel as good as they can if they've decided to switch over to this way of eating.
And that's a beautiful thing as well, Jeff. With digestive being such a big topic these days, it's amazing that Jordan has decided to incorporate a warming and a bitter blend from ancient Chinese and ancient Ayurvedic medicine to help with the uptake and the digestion of these nutrients. You know, if you don't have a proper digestive system, which a lot of us struggle with digestive issues, you may not be having the best advantage at digesting even supplements as well. So making products that help tailor and give us those extra benefits to make sure we're assimilating all these nutrients properly is just another game changer as well.
The keto digest, I know we really can't overuse them. Would you consider them using them at meals as well as considering the protein shakes a meal too?
So I would use them with every meal. In terms of the shakes, I would consider using it with the keto feast just because of the higher caloric content, the higher fat content. I do believe that you can get away with using the keto broth and the keto protein without the keto digest.
Oh, okay. You know, because, I mean, I do have those people out there that have chronic digestive problems. But these things digest so easily. They're so they're blended so beautifully, and they're so gentle. And, you know, there's a lot of natural enzymes and things built into them automatically. So, no, that makes good sense. Now the other question is vitamins. And you start using some of the vitamins that go along with this. Is there enough of a base in the protein that we're consuming? Or do people need to take their supplements with their meals, or can they take it with their their shakes and, you know, their feast and all those kind of things?
So I'm going to say that actually depends on the individual.
True.
I've met people who can take their digestive enzymes with the shake and be fine. I've had people who could take their multivitamins on an empty stomach and be fine. I've had people who can only take multivitamins with their food. So it all just depends for you as an individual. I would definitely start off slow. Our capsule serving size is 6 capsules. Ideally, you'd want to space that out 2 with each meal, so 3 solid meals. But if you're one of those people who can get away and doesn't get any stomach issues, doesn't have any uncomfort from taking a multi on empty stomach or with the shake, then you should use that to your advantage and make sure you get in as much nutrients as possible. And if you could do that as well, I would even space it out. and try to get your multi spread out a little more as possible, because people forget sometimes that we take a lot of high dose, you know, vitamins, supplements, and we can't always have the best absorption of every single nutrient at that one time. So the better spacing it out, I feel like you're getting an even better absorption rate of those products and receiving even more benefits as opposed to taking one dose or a larger dose at one given time.
Okay, here's a question. Can you use the regular bone broth products for weight loss?
You most definitely can. We actually have a bone broth thermoburn powder and capsules, which are going to be featuring six peppers that are non-stimulant to help boost your metabolism. So we actually added to the Fit line ashwagandha as well, which can help support a healthy thyroid. With the exception of those products, though, people can use the bone broth protein during a fasting state. That's probably the biggest thing, is that people do the bone broth fast to help kickstart any weight loss protocol, to help heal any kind of issues they may be dealing with digestive-wise. But they aren't specifically catered to be used as a weight loss product. They can definitely add benefits. They can definitely be used as meal replacements. They can be swapped out for snacks, and you can get all the different healing benefits from utilizing those products. But with the exception of the ThermoBurn powder and the ThermoBurn capsules, the rest of the line isn't specifically geared towards a weight loss protocol.
But as a meal replacement, could be used.
That is correct. Any regular smoothie throughout the day, you can start your day with a bone broth shake. You can end your day with a bone broth shake. If you're just not in the mood to eat and you just need something that's going to help, you know, give you those benefits of the collagen and digestive health benefits and the connective tissue benefits, then you definitely can benefit from using the bone broth protein powder as the regular line.
Okay, here's a question. He says, I am a big guy, and my wife and I have both started on the keto program. We picked up the keto products from Stay Healthy. She's following the labels. I am twice her weight. I'm wondering, do I need to double the dosage on everything, or do I just follow the same protocol, realizing that my body will adjust? Great question.
So right off the bat, if you felt the need to want to double the dose, I would do so slowly, just because if you're not somebody who's used to consuming high amounts of MCTs, it can be a little uncomfortable until you adjust to it. So I personally would start off following the label, and I would stick to the suggested dosing. If you feel the need to increase for your own caloric intake, for your own protein needs, you can most definitely increase, whether it's the servings throughout the day or the serving size at that given moment. But if you were to do that, I would slowly incorporate. So I would do maybe a scoop and a half. If you've already been doing a scoop for a while and your body's becoming accustomed to it, and I would just go from there and build from there. And then if you're able to do two scoops fully, then that's fantastic. But I would definitely start slow if you're not used to using any kind of MCT products.
Okay. You know, yeah, I agree with that 100%. You know, just kind of ease into it. But, you know, sometimes it's not about the quantity or the dosage. It's about the consistency and letting the formulations do what they're meant to do. And sometimes it is about increasing the dosage, but many times these have been formulated to kind of work for everybody. I like the way that they've worked the dosage out.
No, definitely. I definitely agree. They've made it so user-friendly. They've taken out all the guesswork, and it's just such a convenient product to use, Jeff. The whole product line is just easy, convenient, and super beneficial to one's health.
You know, another question just came in, Peter. It says that, you know, I went on a 21-day juice fast. Wow, that's tough. And while I was on, oh my goodness, I haven't done that since I was about 20. It says I did really, really well. I actually went to my doctor and had blood work done before and after, and to make sure I was doing it well. I actually am married to a doctor, so he did monitor me along the way, and it was really good because it reset everything in my system. I cleansed and really just kind of shrunk my stomach. I feel that I'm doing really well. Now I started the keto, and I want to tell you that I'm feeling better than I have in a long time. No more stomach bloat. These products don't make me anxious. They don't make me irritable. They don't make me bloated. They don't make me tired. My blood sugar is really good on these. Just wanted to say thank you to the people at Ancient Nutrition. Love this line. Cool.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate that. And that's really amazing. That's really fantastic that you were able to go through a 21-day juice fast. Not many people can accomplish such a feature. It's tough and it's grueling. Mm-hmm. So I salute you and keep up the good work. And we're really glad that you're enjoying our products. And we will continue to just put out only the best that we can to help you and others like you continue to achieve your goals.
Another question came in. It said, I've been vegetarian for a very, very long time, and it has not suited me very well. Recently, I did bring in some fish to my diet because I wasn't feeling good. Is this keto program for vegetarians?
That's going to be kind of a gray area, and that's going to depend on the individual. I know certain individuals who would consider themselves flexitarians, and that is where they know that there's benefits to consuming broth, for example, so they will have bone broth on a regular basis, but they will not consume flesh. So depending on your viewpoint and how you feel in your lifestyle, if you chose to be okay to allow the benefits of the bone broth to benefit your body, then you can most definitely use the keto plan or just the regular bone broth products to help get you to where you need to be, whether it's healing your joints, healing your digestive system, having better cognitive function, having better energy levels. It's all just going to come down to how you as an individual feels. But there are vegetarians who I know personally who have incorporated the bone broth product line into their diets.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know that people that are using these products and that how much better they're feeling, and they will be the first to tell you that they have it every single day, once or twice a day. They love the bone broth. They love the organic bone broth. They love the keto products. They like the way it makes them feel. And a lot of them are coming from a place of not the greatest digestion. So that's really good. That means that they're really starting to realize that we really are what we eat. And if we make some modifications, you know, we can feel better than we have in a long time.
I definitely agree with you, Jeff. And one more thing to touch upon for anybody who's a vegetarian that is considering following this type of lifestyle or this type of diet and wants to utilize our products, something to keep in mind is the keto broth and the original bone broth protein powder are free of any kind of flesh. So they are made with a bare bone. So that means they're going to have no animal tissue, no animal flesh whatsoever. Whereas if you use the keto protein and the organic bone broth protein, they're going to be made with a meatier bone. So I've noticed that some people feel more comfortable buying the one that has no meat and made in the process versus having a little bit of flesh. So if you are somebody who wants to avoid flesh and you are a vegetarian and you want to make sure you're just getting the benefits and the connective cofactor benefits, I would stick with the keto broth and the original bone broth protein powder.
Okay. Talk about the keto fire just a little bit. Somebody just chimed in and they said that they are real sensitive to stimulants, but they can handle coffee and sodas and things like that. So I don't see much difference.
So keto fire, the benefit and the beauty of that is it comes in both a caffeine-free version mm-hmm. and a caffeinated version. Mm-hmm. If you're somebody who's a little sensitive to caffeine, you can definitely start with the caffeine-free version. I personally have both bottles in my house because I've taken over abundance of caffeine through the products as well as my own personal caffeine binges that I go on every now and then. So it's definitely good to have like a leveled field. So you could definitely take the keto fire without caffeine and reap the benefits, whether it's, you know, getting into ketosis faster, having free-form ketones available to the body, energy, helping with inflammation, helping balance a healthy gut. So there's so many different benefits to taking that are not stimulating based. But if you did choose to take the stimulant based version, it's only 100 milligrams of caffeine, and that's from coffee fruit extract. And that's going to be amazing for those additional cognitive benefits as well. So if you're not concerned too much about having a little bit of stimulant, and you are excited about having a lot more cognitive benefits added to it as well, then keto fire with caffeine would be the way to go.
Now, but the thing is, you know, even if you can drink a cup of coffee or a couple cups of coffee during the day, and most people don't drink one, they usually drink a lot more than that. You know, the caffeinated version, is it more effective than the non-caffeine or no? Equal?
I would say they're equal.
Okay.
I would definitely say they're equal. Again, the only different benefits would be from the coffee fruit extract. Other than that, the profiles are exactly the same. So if you're somebody who's already drinking broth in the morning, the keto broth in the morning, keto protein, or you're doing your own coffee in general, it's just going to be that game-changer benefit of having the extra cognitive boost from the caffeine and the source of caffeine that it's from, as opposed to just having the ketone benefits of it.
Okay. You know, I think one of the wonderful things about this is, you know, once again, there's going to be mass confusion because there always is. And it's nice that you have made it, you know, a little bit easier. And I think once people kind of go through it a little bit and they compare the feast, you know, to the protein, and then they look at the keto fire, and they look at the biome, and they look at the enzymes, and they have that aha moment, and everything just kind of falls into place. You know, and I think that you guys have done a really good job with this. I'm really pleased.
Thank you, Jeff. We greatly appreciate that. And we love to hear, you know, people just benefiting from our product line. That's probably the biggest reward that we all get on a regular basis working for our company, is knowing that we're making a huge impact in people's lives, because that's why a lot of us get into this industry, Jeff, is because we want to help people. We want to clear confusion. We want to see them be successful in their lives. We want to see them successful in their diets and in their health and transitioning to a healthier lifestyle. So it's a beautiful thing, and I'm very excited to be a part of it.
This is interesting. It says, I've been on the keto program for a while, and I pick all my stuff up at Stay Healthy. Marge always works with me over there. My mother is 82, and she's in an adult care facility, but she's ambulatory. And I made a deal with them, and they make her the keto protein every morning, but they add a little bit of fruit to it and a couple tablespoons of coconut oil. She has that every morning, and she uses the keto biome, and it has been dramatically life-changing for the way that she feels. She doesn't want naps. She has more energy. She wants to be up. She wants to be talking to people. So please pass on, if you get time during the show, my thank you, because it feels like I have my mom back again.
No. Thank you. That is the most beautiful thing to hear. And hearing things like that on a regular basis is just what makes coming to work and make doing what I do all the better. It's just so nice to know that people are seeing so much more benefits. They're taking control of their life, and they're regaining their health back. I mean, you can't put a price on that. And knowing that people are being affected in such a positive way, it's such a beautiful thing, Jeff.
Question for you. I am an athlete, and I am a professional athlete. Oh, great. Thanks for chiming in. I am constantly being tested for products that we cannot use. This keto fire sounds interesting. Is it safe for a professional athlete?
Based on the testing standards that I'm familiar with for the bodybuilding and the physique competitions and sports in general, there's no ingredients that we have that are on the banned substance list.
Awesome. That was kind of cool. You know, well, people are cautious today. You know, we don't want to have another, you know, ephedra or androstene situation that we had forever. Because you remember, you know, natural means natural, but it doesn't always mean allowed. You know,
no,
so.
I definitely agree. I definitely agree with that. Being at a retail level, especially in the sports nutrition store, we had so many products come through where athletes would take them thinking that these were going to be giving so many benefits to them, and a lot of them would end up being disqualified. So that's a really good question, and thank you for asking that, because the clarity on that is really good as well. So people know that they're taking products that aren't going to be, you know, giving them red flags when they are testing. So that's good. That was a good question. Thank you.
Another question just came in. It says, I don't handle fat really well because I don't have a gallbladder. Will the enzymes help me with the absorption of fat? Because I don't do bad fats very well, but maybe good fats I'll do better because I seem to cut a lot of them out.
So they definitely will assist with the breakdown of those fats, especially if you're not able to do them yourself. The high amount of lipase can definitely ease any kind of discomfort that may be associated with consuming a certain amount of fat. So even if you're not having an extremely high-fat meal or a high-fat snack, you can definitely benefit from using the digestive enzymes.
Mm-hmm. I think I would put the biome in there too. I think that the probiotics would make a big difference.
Definitely. I definitely agree with you on that.
One quick question just came in. It says, is this line only for adults, or can my overweight teenagers benefit from this as well?
So that's another great question as well. So there's a lot of teenagers that I've come in contact with that have definitely benefited from these products, as well as the keto diet in general. If your teen is somebody who may be caffeine sensitive as well, and you want to give them some of these products, I would consider using the keto protein, and I would consider using the maple free. Same thing with Keto Feast. It does come in a maple caffeine free version as well. So that's something beneficial, especially if your teen is not somebody who's used to having caffeine in the general sense. So you can definitely benefit from these products as an adult and as a teen.
Okay. We're ending early today because we got a sporting event coming up after me. But anything you want to say in closing, Peter?
I just want to say that anybody who is looking to make a change in their lifestyle, who's looking to make changes to their diet and their overall health, be rest assured that Ancient Nutrition is definitely invested in making sure that you get only the best products, the highest quality, and the best information that we can to offer. So thank you for all of your support, and we really appreciate you guys and all that you guys do and all the support you give us as a company.
Well, I thank you very much for taking the time to be here, and thanks for coming on the show. I know this is your first time, and you know now you are an old professional at this. This is great.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you having me.
Have a wonderful day, my friend.
You as well. Bye-bye.
My guest today, Peter Navarro, representing Ancient Nutrition, and I hope that you enjoyed this. Had some really good questions, and a lot of questions came from Marge at the store. She gave me some ideas of things that she's hearing, so I think he cleared up a lot of the misconception on understanding the keto line, the bone broth line, how to use them, how they work, do they cross over to other different kinds of programs. So if you want to, remember, you can always go back and listen to the podcast if you want more information, especially if you're going to be trying one of these programs, a high protein, low carb, or the keto. It might just give you some more information, and it'll make choosing your products that stay healthy a little bit easier. So I hope you'll take the time to check out all the products from Ancient Nutrition at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, all the bone broth, all the collagen, all the herbs, all the apothecary essential oils. And don't forget to go in and sign up. Say, I want to sign up for the apothecary gift basket that's going to be drawn. That's a beautiful basket. You know, just go in and tell them you want to sign up for the drawing. Another one that Marge put together, and it's really, really nice. So make sure you go in and sign up for that as well. And when you're there, talk to them about these lines of products and the different lines within the line of Ancient Nutrition. I think you're going to find these products to be very, very good tasting, very supportive, and help to keep us maybe on point a little bit more. And that's really important today. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Make sure to read the industry articles and print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. And also stay in touch with them every day by giving them a thumbs up on their Facebook page. Their posts are awesome. They're informative. They're funny. They're enlightening. They're reminding. And they're educational. So please go to Facebook to the Stay Healthy Health Food Store page and give them a thumbs up. And every day you'll be connected to the most wonderful people in the business with the best amount of knowledge. They're so well educated, and it'll just keep you connected to the people that are going to help to keep you healthy as much as they possibly can. Stay Healthy Health Food Store in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley and oldest independent health food retailer in Vegas as well. Amazing. They've been here for a long time because they know what they're doing. And they are making dramatic changes in our education by learning themselves and furthering their education so they can spread the word and answer those confusing, pesky questions that we have that drive us crazy. Go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're going to make it easy for you to stay in touch with all the things you need to stay in touch with your health. And because they carry only the best of the best, you can't make a mistake. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. Take care of yourself, you know, do some good things and do some reading. Bring your questions with you to stay healthy. And hopefully if you tune into the show, the Staying Healthy radio show, this show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, chances are I'm going to hit on the topics, on the things that you want to talk about and the things that we need to talk about and the things that we should be talking about. And you know, the things we don't talk enough about. So I'm going to make sure that we have the information here, the best guest in the industry, those relevant topics, because that's what it's all about, is education and knowledge. And remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcast and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Remember, when you're on Facebook looking for Stay Healthy, look for my new webpage, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. Click the like button and leave your questions. I'll answer them right on the Facebook page. Have a great day, everyone. Don't forget, check out Ancient Nutrition. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.